This is WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. Hundreds of people crowded into a cafe in Lansing Wednesday to hear Representative Alyssa Slotkin defend her decision calling for an impeachment inquiry. Slotkin represents Michigan's 8th Congressional District, which includes Ingham, Clinton, and Livingston counties. She joined calls along with six other freshman Democrats in an op-ed in the Washington Post for an inquiry after details of a call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine were made public in a whistleblower complaint. WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky caught up with Slotkin in the car after the coffee hour.
Since you wrote the op-ed, what have people been calling in to say and stopping you with now that you're back in the district?
We've had people calling and coming up to me, thanking me, supporting what I've done. We've had people coming up and just absolutely against the decision. They think it's either divisive or political, and then therefore I shouldn't have done it. And then there's people who said, you know, I'm not really sure that this is the right thing, but you have a national security background, and you know, if you think this is different, I'm willing to consider it's different. I think that that's just to be expected, and that's exactly why I'm doing these coffee hours, is to make sure that even if people don't agree with me, they know that I'm doing everything I can to reach out to them, to explain my thinking, and they feel heard. That is what I can do, and hopefully they have gotten to know me enough as a representative to trust that I didn't do this because it was some political thing for me. I did it because I just felt compelled based on preserving our national security and our democracy, and I would not have done it for any other reason.
You were asked in there about, you know, what this will mean for your political career. Republicans have spent a lot of ad money targeting yourself and Representative Stevens, and this has been a great fundraising boon for the president. Are you at all concerned that kind of effort can be marshaled into misinformation or misleading facts for people on what the transcript says or what the inquiry is all about?
You know, a lot of people have asked me this question. You know, I've had people ask me straight on live TV, you know, do you think this is the end of your political career? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that there are some times when you just have to put politics aside and do what you think is right. And as someone who has spent my life in national security, I don't know how to do this thing, being a congressperson, any other way than that way. And certainly, I knew going into this that it would be controversial. Certainly, I knew that the other side would seize upon this to raise money and you know, make a lot of noise about it. All I can do is be the best representative I can be, explain to people by being available so that they understand how I came to the decision, and doing what I have always done, which is making a call based on what I think is right for the country, even though it may not be popular. I had to do that my entire career at the CIA and the Pentagon. And it isn't always fun, but when you believe in the institutions of this country, it isn't a hard decision to make.
Now that you've actually joined calls for an impeachment inquiry, does that make it harder to cut through the noise of that, essentially?
Well, I do think that the media loves to cover this and only this. We have a new prescription drug package that I'm excited about, that I think is a really good start, and that I think would really make a difference, like really, to people's pocketbooks. And we're coming to game time on a lot of issues related to PFAS, right? Water quality here in Michigan, and what we are going to get the Pentagon to do about their use of PFAS around our bases. And so we're going to continue working just as hard, if not harder, on those pieces of legislation. Will the media focus on anything but this? You guys are going to have to tell me. But I hope that people remember that, you know, just like you saw today, people, of course, are interested in this issue, but they also want to know that you're going to help their pocketbooks and their kids, that you're doing something concrete to help them, to fight for them. And I'm going to do everything in my power to continue to fight on that legislation. And I'm not on the committees of jurisdiction, so I'm not, my time is not going to be sucked into this inquiry. And all I can do is fight for that mother in the supermarket who comes up to me crying because she can't afford her son's insulin. That's what keeps me up at night.
That was WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky speaking with Representative Alyssa Slotkin about her first town hall after she announced she was in favor of an impeachment inquiry last week.